And then nature threw us a curveball. I woke up on Sunday morning expecting to go for a nice long walk as I always do. I was hoping to scan the skies for migrating flocks, check out the burgeoning foliage across wide open landscapes, and just start to take in the beginning of fall, as it was almost October. But no, fog. It was as thick as peanut butter, as Yukon Cornelius said to Hermie the Elf on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's holiday special, and I'm allowed to make that reference since most stores already have Christmas displays up. But that's another story. It was what my friends in the Pacific Northwest call a good dose of liquid sunshine. So into the woods I went, where the fog could not penetrate quite so readily. I visited the Pond Meadow Brook Confluence Conservation Area in Hanson, and then took a trip over to Fernhill Cemetery on Wampatuck Pond. The cemetery itself was pretty clear, but the pond was a wall of gray. In other words, in order to capture the wildlife experiences of the moment, I was going to have to be creative. I could hear a belted kingfisher on the pond. That's not hard. They're loud and speak frequently as they fly. Then there was a squawk I recognized as belonging to a great blue heron. There were chips and chirps from house finches and song sparrows and screams from blue jays. But there was another sound that totally threw me. It was the sound of the water surface being broken, quite near me, quite loudly, and quite frequently. I swore it sounded like a green heron stabbing at a fish or a frog, but it was happening every few seconds. I finally located it and got close enough for the fog to fade out enough to reveal what it was. Acorns falling from the oak trees on the edge of the pond from great heights and plunging into the water. I found fall, all right. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.